Now I'm walking back away from the stage into the booth area. See what's going on here. This is where you get the famed silver hat.
You gotta have a silver hat. You can have one for free because we like you.
Oh, thank you. Can you put it on my head?
Sure.
My hands are full. Now, what exactly are these? What are these silver hats good
for? Being interviewed. Being interviewed.
Yes. Sir.
They keep you from the government, like controlling your mind.
Don't listen to this crap from this guy. It's just crap.
How long have you guys been wearing yours?
I'm not wearing mine.
I just put mine on, so I've been controlled the government for quite a while, I guess.
But from now on, you're free, I guess.
Yeah, I'm free.
Free from the government.
Oh, now you're not free. So I'm recording this to be later broadcast from our web streaming station inside. You guys have anything you want to say to the world?
Hi, Mom! Hi, Mom!
What do you think of this fair today?
It rules!
Good.
Yeah, it's like the best!
It rockets greatly.
What's that?
It rockets greatly.
All right, well, thanks for the hat.
Yeah, no problem, man.
See ya.
San Francisco and New York City. Seattle.
Hi there. What's Wi-Fi?
Wireless Fidelity.
Are you part of this booth here? I'm from the webcasting group. We're doing a webcast of this whole
fair. That's what I heard.
And I'm out here doing a little field recording of what's going on outside.
Okay.
Do you want to talk about your booth?
Sure. We're the Personal Telco Group, www.personaltelco.net. And we're a free community wireless group here in Portland, Oregon. So we have 40-odd nodes dotted around the place, including some real high-speed nodes in downtown on T1 lines.
Wow.
And you can, if you have a laptop or a PDA with a wireless card, you can just log on and surf the web and do what you want. No advertising, no money. That's basically what it's all about.
That's great.
Is that cool?
Yeah. How do you get involved? Like if you wanted to become a node.
The best thing is to go to www.personaltelco.net, join the mailing list, learn a little bit about what's required, come to some of the meetings. We have a monthly meeting. And there are so many people on the group, and our webpage is a resource used by membership groups all over the world because we apparently have more information than everyone else put together. So it's all on the webpage.
Oh, that's great. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
So, we're moving around to the back part of the fair here. Wow, there's an amazing, amazing van with a huge aerial on it that these wireless guys have. And they have this cable stretching from the van into their booth. Wow, pretty impressive. There's all this equipment in there. This is geek paradise, folks. Let's see. What else do we have here? We have t-shirts, jewelry. There's a table with some Linux stickers. There's a bunch of tables with a whole bunch of parts for sale. And now we're coming up on the T-Horse. Okay, so do you want to just explain a little bit about the T-Horse and city repair and stuff?
Okay, this is what I'm sitting in right now is called the T-Horse. There's two of them. There's also the T-Pony. And it's this, you can't see it, but it's this unusual-looking pickup truck with bamboo and wood and plexiglass, and we serve tea out of it. We attach wings that make it into a 50-foot wingspan of bamboo and plastic. And we go to different activities, different events, different neighborhood gatherings to try and have a mobile tea horse, a tea house, to serve tea out of for free. So people can get together and gather and just have community wherever we decide to take it. It's about, I think, 3 years old. I'm not sure on the history, but it's been going on for quite a while. And we're actually going to do another T-Horse season this summer. We're going to go from different parks around the Portland metropolitan area Monday nights and serve tea and just have neighbors get together in a communal park and have a chance to relax underneath the wings and lay out on the carpet and the pillows and just relax and enjoy the tea.
That sounds great. Is there a schedule for when the Tea Horse is going to be at certain places?
Yeah, well, we're still working on that. It's going to start in August, so it's coming up soon. And we will have a schedule. It'll be located, I'm sure, on our website, which is cityrepair.org.
Okay.
And we're the nonprofit associated with this is called City Repair. It's kind of hard to explain City Repair. It's basically a nonprofit trying to make cities more of a place where people want to be and where you get to know your neighbors and your community, and you can get everything you want in your neighborhood and don't have to commute everywhere, and just trying to really encourage an older sense of community that some places still have it in Europe and other parts of the world. One model is trying to mimic intersections, so they're like piazzas, like in Italy and what have you. And we have the Sunnyside Neighborhood intersection at 33rd and Yamhill in Portland with a large sunflower. We have another one in Selwood.
Uh-huh.
And they're just basically officially City of Portland sanctioned intersections that we've painted with permanent road paint.
So you've gotten permission from the city to do this.
Yeah, and actually now there's a protocol that neighborhoods can follow, go through, and if they get enough buy-in by their neighbors, so they actually have to get to know their neighbors first.
Right.
And then actually there's a protocol and procedure they can go through to actually do such a thing.
Wow.
So, yeah. And that's just one of many things City Repair is doing. They're also going down to Bay City and on the coast in Oregon and helping them out trying to produce a community center.
Mm-hmm.
Really, the potential really interesting, beautiful community gathering space down in this really nice town on the Oregon coast.
That's great. So you're here at the Geek Fair today. What do you think about Free Geek, and how do you see that as being complementary to your mission?
Well, I mean, I guess the history of City Repair is that Oso, who runs Free Geek, used to be a part of City Repair, and I think, once again, grassroots anything. I mean, this is grassroots computer learning, building, interaction. I think allowing people to actually be able to do stuff in their own, with their own hands and with their neighbors and community, I guess that's how I see there's a parallel.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
yeah, that works.
Yeah, yeah. So,
okay.
And with City Repair, showing that you can do things that don't cost a lot, don't pay into large corporations, and you can actually have a good interaction and feel good about what you're doing. So.
Cool. Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Have a good day.